If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Attraction HQ. My name is Hayley Quinn, and I'm here to lead you through how to become more attractive to women, get an improved dating and love life, but not through the usual junk that people make you listen to. Instead, I'm going to teach you some things that are actually worthwhile. So if you've been having Groundhog Day with your dating, if you're always the friend, if you're not meeting anyone, if you feel heartbroken, if you're a bit lost, and also if it, to be honest, in other areas of your life, if they're not going how you intended them to, you are in the right place. And I'm really lucky today. I've got an amazing man on. His name is Jamie Alderton, or Grenade J.
Hey everyone, how are you?
And he is, how would we describe you, what you are?
I would say, I mean, I class myself as a body transformation coach, but I'm more delving into the transformation coach. It's basically getting people to be more self-aware, self-confident, and to do more focus on themselves and nutrition and training, and how to utilize nutrition, training, and mindset to have a better life, basically.
Right. Exactly. So I think in some ways that we look at slightly different areas, our philosophies are pretty in line. In that, if you could see Jamie today, Jamie is an extremely in shape man. And he was explaining to me earlier how he used to train guys to be in stage kind of competition mode when it came to fitness and bodybuilding. And actually, after the end of that, you said that you didn't find that so rewarding after a period of time.
It's nice to go on that journey with a girl or a guy where they've decided that they're going to commit to something, they see it all the way through, and they get the result at the end. But then sometimes the trouble with a lot of these competitions is, no matter how hard you work towards it, you can't guarantee the outcome. And sometimes people take that the wrong way. You know, to be a competitor, you've got to understand that no matter how hard you try, sometimes there is more involved than how good in shape you can get, because you're entering a competition based on people's opinions. And if you're not willing to take people's opinions, then it can be quite detrimental, especially if you've committed 12 to 14 weeks of your life to getting in a certain shape and someone's opinion is that that's not good enough.
Right.
So from a psychological point of view, it takes a certain kind of person to be able to deal with that, as you know. At the end of the day, if you're working so hard towards something and someone just says, no, fifth place, then you could take that quite bad.
Right.
So it has to be, I mean, I've done a lot of seminars on it and I've spoken to a lot of people on the good reasons for competing, i.e. setting yourself a goal and seeing it through, but also the bad. And the bad with competing is that you tend to focus so much on one thing and block out the rest of your life. So your family, your friends, your loved ones.
See, what I'm listening to when I'm hearing you speak is also how directly this will apply to how men are approaching their dating life at the moment. Because what will typically happen, and this might be you if you're listening, tunnel vision will occur because there was something they'll go, actually, I'm not happy with this area of my life. I want to work it out. Then you go about absorbing as much information as possible from the internet or YouTube or where it's going out, and you bury yourself in that. And sometimes then if you don't immediately get the result that you want and that you feel that you expect, because I think in modern life we're told that we should expect almost instantaneous rewards, and actually that isn't how things go.
And then, you know what, when, because, you know, like there's so many factors that go into, especially when you're meeting women, what the outcome will be. If then she doesn't wind up being your girlfriend, or she has to leave the country, or actually she just doesn't see you that way, or you don't have that level of personal compatibility, guys take that hard. Like, it's a very profound rejection. And instead, I think learning that to be great at any aspect of your life, it's about how to deal with that rejection and to build on it positively, and in fact not to see it as a rejection. Definitely. At all.
And I'm still a competitor myself. You know, I pushed myself to my limits last year, competed on the European stage, came a very respectable fourth, that's fourth in Europe, and I was very happy with that. But it wouldn't have mattered if I came first or I came last. That's not why I did it. I did it because it's a challenge to myself to basically set a goal and see it all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And before I've even stepped on stage, I've achieved that goal because I've said what I wanted to do, and I've gone and done it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what a lot of people need to start, you know, building up their self-confidence more, but need to learn about how to channel their energies correctly.
Okay, so how would you say, if you want to, if you wanted to be a great competitor, and that, in, and that could be just be in the run of just life, you know, if you want to be somebody who is actually has what I understand to be the resilience and the endurance to turn up and actually, because sometimes before you get the result you want, sometimes you have to turn up a lot. Like, you have to do it time and time and time again before you move towards your goals. I found that in every aspect of my business, I'll often think, yeah, that will take me like a month. And then actually I get it wrong. The process is wrong. The message is wrong. I have to reevaluate and start over and over and over again. So how psychologically do you self-motivate to the point where you're able to get into that zone where you're turning up and you're competing at such a high level?
A lot of it is to do with goal setting, but I think the biggest problem that a lot of people have, and the analogy I'll get it, I'll put it at, is when people are looking to climb a mountain and then they just go running up the mountain hoping to get to the top. Now, if you looked at the mountain and thought, right, what do I need to do to get up there? And then started focusing at the top and then working right backwards, i.e. Mm-hmm. reverse engineering the plan, then you will stand better chance of succeeding in that goal. When I'm getting ready for stage, I look at how much weight I've got to lose, how long that's going to take me, possible speed bumps, and then it becomes an easier transition to my goal. Same with business. Too many people go, right, I need to work hard, I need to work hard. And it's like, well, no, you're just channeling your energy into everything. Focus on a goal, i.e. a money goal, a success goal, then work your way back, break it down into 12 months, work out how much you're, you know, how many products you need to sell, how much money you need to take in month by month by month, and then it becomes a lot easier than mm-hmm. just going hell for leather. And, you know, that's exactly what I've applied, not only in my business, not only with fitness, but with everything.
Right.
Set yourself a plan of action, have a goal, start from the end, and then work your way backwards, and then just set yourself little checkpoints before you get to that
exactly.
end point.
It's like, how do you move a mountain one rock at a time?
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and actually that makes it, and you know what, every day, if you do like a daily practice or something that contributes towards that, the net result long term is that you're going to get what you want. I also believe when it comes to this kind of thing, when you're trying to self-motivate, I think sometimes in that preparation is important. You know, they say, how do you cut down a tree? You sharpen the axe. So sometimes actually you're right. It's not about immediately plunging into something with like willful optimism.
Yeah,
know what you're up against half the time. And a lot of this is actually about deconstructing the lies that are out there that fill every part of media that we consume, that we can get everything that we want tomorrow. Like, I think we were having a little chat earlier about the dating industry, and I'm sure there's probably comparisons in the fitness industry as well, where people are selling products by saying things like, you know what, if you learn this one line, then every woman will like you. And it's like, and then you do the line, obviously not everybody likes you. And then people will buy into that, consume it, use it, it doesn't work, and that actually damages their self-esteem.
Yeah, definitely, because they want the result now. You know, they want the abs in 6 weeks, they want the abs in 8 weeks, they want the perfect woman, you know, next week, but they don't understand the fundamentals of that, and they don't know that it takes time and it takes experience, and it's understanding the problems that you have before finding a solution to that problem.
Mm-hmm. How do you cultivate like patience?
It's quite hard with a 2-year-old around the house. But it comes with time. You know, for me, it's, you know, it's something that I mentioned to someone today. It's that whole marshmallow test where...
Yes, love that.
Yeah, where basically I'm not looking at, you know, reaping the benefits now, because I know if I just hold off for a little bit, I can reap the benefits later. And prime example of this is that I'm in the process of opening a gym, and I had everything planned, and it's all gone to, well, it hasn't all gone to pot, but it's just taken 6 months longer than it would.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep telling myself, you know, it's going to be worth it. If it was easy, every person would have their own gym. And it's the same sort of thing. Look at it as a challenge, look at it as experience, and hopefully when I open another one, it should be a little bit easier.
Right. And I, for those of you who aren't aware of the marshmallow test, this is one of my favourite things I've ever seen. It was a psychological experiment where basically they had children and they put a marshmallow in front of them, alchemine, in a room, and they said, look, if you can wait 15 minutes and you don't eat that marshmallow, you get two when I come back. And they then followed these children throughout the rest of their lives and saw as adults how they performed, how successful they were. Now, for the children, bless them, they just gobbled down that marshmallow and they were focused on the immediate gratification and reward. By and large, they actually were less successful as adults. And then the children who looked at the marshmallow, and sometimes they did crazy strategies, like they would go sit in the opposite end of the room, they'd turn their chair away so they weren't tempted by it. And for those that could hold out to get two marshmallows, were much more successful later in life. So a lot of this, I found a huge thing that will actually transform not just your dating life, but all other areas of your life, is the ability to be patient. It's not a very sexy thing to say. I always remember my nan telling me that I needed, that patience was the best virtue. I thought that was a boring approach to life. But sometimes, you know what? Sometimes you also just meet resistance to an idea. It's like the moment isn't right for the idea to manifest, yeah. Right?
And I think the biggest realization for me when, you know, a lot of people want things now and they're impatient is I deployed on operational tour to Iraq in 2012. I was gone for 6 months. I came back. I went down the pub to see my friends. And I had the most amazing experience in that 6 months. I had done so much. Mm. But I came back and I spoke to my mates down the pub and said, what have you been up to? Not a lot.
Right.
Nothing much had changed in 6 months. As much as my life had changed, nothing much had changed.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
In their life. And it just made me realise that, you know, not a lot goes on. So don't feel as if you're missing out on something, because the chances are you're not, especially if you're focused on achieving a goal and it involves you being restrictive, staying away from the marshmallows, because at the end of the day, the success in what you're doing is a lot better than just going out and just going, right, okay, I want that in a week.
Yeah, it's that discipline. I think even on my Instagram, which you can find, it's at Hayley Quinn X. I'm trying to get the at Hayley Quinn handle desperately off of the of Hayley Davis. If you're listening to this, give it. And I've started to do the hashtag Hermit Life, because that really is, like, honestly, and I know loads of people that are in this zone as well, where it's just like, no, we've committed to the goal. This goal involves us staying in and doing our work. And you know what else happens when you have to do that? You aggravate people. Like, I've got friends that, like, they want to go out and I'm like, I'm really sorry, but, like, I'm working on my business. It's a really important time. I need this focus. I need to stay in. And then people are going to get angry. They want things from you. But unless you have that, you can have that focus and it's not forever. It's just when you need to make those sprints, you'll never really achieve that much. And actually, I found that through a process of staying in, being focused, reading the right appropriate books, looking at my business, it's given me like, I would have paid someone for clarity like a year ago. Like that was my big issue. And it has been resolved by actually having patience, giving things time, having space by myself. And these are qualities and virtues that I think in the modern world are completely underestimated and totally lost.
Definitely. And the thing is, when you achieve that success from your consistency, people will suddenly think that you're lucky.
Right.
You got that. As Gary Vaynerchuk said, it took him 20 years to become an overnight success. People are starting to realise what he's doing now, but they're like, oh, where have you come from?
Mm.
It's like, no, he's come from there and you've got to know him. And obviously a lot of people have followed me very recently. Mm. And the reason they follow me recently is because of all the hard work that I've done behind closed doors leading up to this stage.
Yeah. And I have to say, I just wanted to share as well that beautiful thing. How do you start your day?
Every morning, about 5:30, 6:30, I live 10 minutes from the beach. So I go for a power walk down the beach. It's not really a powerful walk. It's a walk to power me up for the day. And then I get down to the beach. I switch off my music or my podcast or audiobook. And I just take a little bit of time to myself to think about what I want in life, where I'm going, what I'm doing for the week. And it really does fire me up and it gives me a plan of action to basically achieve what I need to do for the week and for the day.
Wow. Yeah. And I think that's having a little ritual as well to start your day off like that to get clarity is so good.
It's setting yourself up to win.
Right.
It's like anything, you know, someone who struggles to get up early or go to the gym. Most people this time when it's cold don't want to get out of bed. But if you make things easier on yourself, i.e. put all your gym kit at the bottom of your bed, it becomes a lot easier when you're not looking around in the dark for socks and it's cold. Gives you more motivation and you set yourself up to win for the day. You'll achieve a hell of a lot more during the day, during the week. And if you keep up those routines and rituals, you'll achieve a lot more with the rest of your life.
Wow, I love it. So I always ask 4 questions and usually people want pre-warning on these questions. Not this guy. Oh no. He's like, spring them on me. I want them to sprung on me. Okay. So can you share something that when you were younger, you didn't think was going to be possible, but you've since discovered it can absolutely happen?
Success at the end of the day. I thought it was something that was just, I think it's more fatalism. You either, you know, it either lands on your lap or it doesn't. Mm-hmm. And as I've got older and left the military and been told, you know, not told what to do every day, I realized that your success is always in your hands. You control your own fate and you can choose to be successful or not. And it all comes down to work ethic.
It does. And you know, it sort of breaks my heart. I know that my dad would say to me, it's easy for you. You've got your own business. You're one of the lucky ones. I'm like, there ain't anything lucky about this. It's like, it's the constant fight. And you know what? People don't put the constant fight on their social media, but it exists.
And it's a very scary thing running your own business and saying, you know what, every day I've got to wake up and I've got bills to pay and mouths to feed. And that actually motivates me to want to do better. I need that constant pressure in my life to push me out of my comfort zone and to make me achieve things.
Amazing.
And if I was working for someone else, I'd probably just, you know, which I have done, just take the easy route and go, well, money's coming in, you know, just clock in, clock out. And I think that's the biggest problem that a lot of people have, and that's complacency.
Yeah, completely. Total change of subject. What's the most romantic thing or a romantic thing that you've done for somebody?
Oh, I think we said this last time. Most romantic thing I've done.
Because you married to your childhood sweetheart. Is that an effective way of...
Yes. Yeah, we've been together since the age of 13. So it's a long time to think about stuff. Okay, so one of the most romantic things I did is when I was away in Iraq, I hid letters around the house every single month and told my wife where they were so she could read it. And I'd obviously written them all out before I left. So I wrote 4 different letters in different places in the house. So it felt as if I was there when I was away.
That's amazing. It's beautiful. And I actually think something, I'm a huge fan of letters. I'm going to put it out there. Also, I know it's like a cliche thing. I think it's sad that our communication is suddenly just going down to people communicating via emojis on WhatsApp. I think we're better than that, people. Obviously, don't send a love letter to somebody you do not know. That will come across wrong. But if you are in a relationship with someone and you want to communicate, so freaking communicate. I think there's something that's really personal and really amazing about a letter. Next question. Can you share a life hack, which is a mindset or some way that you approach life that makes it, you know, easier is probably the wrong word, but like that has helped you out in the past?
I think it's developing new habits, because a lot of people talk about being consistent, but they don't give you a plan of action on how to be more consistent. And to become more consistent in something, you need to develop those habits and routines. So if you want to go to the gym, you need to start being consistent with going to the gym for it to turn into a habit. What I'd like to call this is more of a habit hack. Now, we all have habits that we like to do every single day, be good, be bad. But there are some habits that we guarantee we know we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Brush your teeth, have breakfast, etc., etc. So what I mean by habit hacking is utilizing those daily habits to remind you of your new habits. Mm. So what I say to a lot of business people who want to become more consistent with their social media is where you're brushing your teeth, put a little picture of an Instagram picture, which will remind you to post on Instagram. Now, it's called Pavlovian conditioning. I don't know if you know the story of Pavlov's dog.
Yeah, I do.
So basically, after a couple of weeks, you won't need that picture, because whenever you brush your teeth, you remind yourself to post on Instagram. And this could be anything. You associate these normal habits, going to your car, having breakfast, having coffee, and try and find ways to remind yourself of the new habit that you want to do. And eventually, it will become a new habit.
I love that. Last question, similar to this, it's a love hack though, a way to approach a mindset for particular to maybe love as well. And I'm also not just about dating, I'm all about long term as well. So, because that is, I think, another like bugbear I have, particularly with male dating advice, is it's all about the sprint. It's like, how do I ask her out? How do I get her number? How do I have sex with her? And then it's like, then there's a cliff where the information drops off and runs out. And I actually think that there's something in two people relating to one another on a long-term basis that's infinitely more complicated and massively underestimated. Like, most guys will go, I think when I get a girlfriend, I'll be fine, because I'll have had one by then.
I think the most important thing is to listen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like talking about themselves and don't really want you talking about how, you know, amazing you are to try and impress them. Sit down, listen, turn your phone off and absorb the information, and you'll find that you'll be a lot more interesting than just talking about yourself.
Right, I agree. And I also think for women, gosh, we like to be listened to, you know, and it's about having attention on her and not just assuming that other people come from the same mindset or have the same perspective as you. Time and time again, like, and you'll find this in your life, you'll fall out with someone and it's because you have two separate stories and versions of events that are going on in your head. And if you're not actively communicating on a very open and frequent basis, sometimes it can be like your two worlds start to become very separate. And I think actually part of that is being able to sit and listen to people and bring them together. So I love that. If they want to find out more of your stuff, I know you've got a podcast as well, which I just did one. So yep. Where can they find that?
So podcast wise, check out Mindset with Muscle. Fantastic podcast, even
great
if
name.
I do say so myself. And all of my social media and literally nearly every single platform you can think of on social media I'm on. And it's just at Grenade J. And if you want to check out my website, www.grenadej.com, if you are looking to get in shape, get shredded, put on some muscle, that is the place to go.
Amazing. All right. Well, thank you so much. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, if you think it's relevant, interesting, giving you something to think about, you know what, share it, subscribe to it, comment to it, send it to a friend who wants to get shredded. Whatever it is that your intention is, get this podcast out there. I do it entirely for free. It's like my resistance radio and giving a counter dialogue to the usual absolutely useless messages you receive about love. And I will be back again next week with another episode of Attraction HQ. thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.